60 seconds from your shock caller question of the day. It's Brooke and Jubal in the morning. But before we get into that, you know, 2019 is supposed to be a huge year for blockbuster movies.
Yeah!
I mean, just listen to some of the titles that they have coming out this year. Toy Story 4, Frozen 2, Avengers 4,
Wait, what?
It Chapter 2, Wonder Woman 2, Live
serious?
Action Lion King, Live Action Aladdin. So a lot of new ideas out there in Hollywood.
I mean, I'm excited about a lot of those, sadly, but like, why is there new stuff coming too?
Nope.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So 2018, just a year of the repeat.
Yes.
Well, like the last 10 years, basically.
Kind of.
But all the films on the calendar, probably the biggest title is Star Wars 9,
yeah,
which is coming out this year. And lately, the Star Wars people have been very, very secretive about their movies. They haven't even done any pre-screenings, not even for major celebs out there, because I haven't seen an invite, you know?
Yeah.
Then you know no one's getting one.
That's how we judge that.
And Mark Hamill, who plays Luke Skywalker, says the security measures just to see a script are pretty insane. He says, first of all, his pages will be printed on dark red paper that can't be photocopied.
Whoa.
And according to him, it gives you a headache to read it, even.
Oh, I bet.
Sounds fun.
Wow.
And he doesn't even get to keep a copy of the script, not even for a single night. He says that, quote, they fly it over with somebody from the company locked in a suitcase. They come to my home and give it to me, and then they stand there and wait for me to read it before I have to give it back.
Oh my God.
And how awkward. What if you're like a slow reader? Is it embarrassing? Like,
yeah, probably, yeah.
Sounding out the words.
Yeah.
It takes me a while. He also added, quote, I can understand why if a script gets out, it ruins it for everybody.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, but I mean, like.
Well, you know.
Is it really that?
It's
high security.
Yes.
Think of how much money is on the line if it gets ruined.
I guess I don't
that
think
is,
about
there's more
that.
Security for this than like documents in the White House.
Yeah, they're like Constitution, small institution.
Whatever.
Just grab it.
There's all sorts of leaks in the White House.
Yeah.
It's fine.
All right, let's get into the shot caller question of the day. Young Jeffrey has come in studio with a hat full of names. We'll draw a name out of the hat to see who will put on the shock collar today. They're asked a trivia question. If they get it right, they don't get shocked. Jeff does because he asked a terrible question. If they get it wrong, they get shocked to the song that you want us to sing. So text in at 78592. What song do you want to hear from the person who gets shocked today? Brooke has drawn a name out of the hat because she had the shock collar last. And who'd you get?
I got my own name.
Okay.
By the way, there's like food on the edge of this paper. It's
that might
disgusting.
Be my fault.
Yeah.
Touching
okay.
my fingers.
That's all.
Yum.
Yeah, it's gross.
Take some of it. All right, she's got the shot collar. While she's putting that on, Jeff, please read Brooke the shot collar question of the day.
If you've ever bought something at Costco before, then you already know that before you can walk through the exit, an employee is standing there ready to look through your entire cart and double check your receipt. But why do they do that? You probably assume it's to prevent shoplifting, but turns out that's not the main reason. In fact, a Costco representative recently shared the real reason they check your receipts at the exit before you can step out the door. What is it?
It's not to prevent shoplifting?
Wow.
I just always saw that they thought we were all criminals when we're all
yeah.
lined up at the...
yeah.
Like, how am I going to sneak a TV out of here, lady?
Well, and the thing is, it's Costco. If you can steal something from Costco, you don't got to steal for a year after.
That's true,
good
yeah.
point.
You know, it's a good
it's
score.
Good point. That is really weird. And they always check, like, I mean, they do it with a highlighter, too. My first thought is, like, maybe it's the opposite of the Walmart greeter. I mean, they have someone that greets you at Costco, but maybe it's,
make
like...
Make sure you leave.
last impression.
Oh, just, like, it's nice to... You know, my first instinct, because I used to be a server, is to make sure they charged you for everything. Because they could lose so much money even if one item wasn't
But wouldn't
written
that
in.
Still be shoplifting?
Oh, I guess you're
they
right.
They barely look at that thing, though, most
That's
of the time.
But yeah.
Like they glance at it and then they glance at your cart. They don't even really like go over the items. That's
sure.
what's always tripped me out. I was like, how can you tell so quickly?
They don't. They always look over all my items like hand by hand. You just must have like the celebrity status.
Maybe, yeah.
Celebrity exit line.
Or I seem trustworthy.
Yeah.
And you don't.
No.
Those tattoos make you seem so trustworthy.
Neck tattoo.
Yeah, throat tattoos always make you seem super trustworthy.
That neck tattoo guy, he looks like he's a stand-up citizen. Yeah. Go on through.
Going back to church.
Okay, what's another reason why they would do it?
Well, they need to...
And
your lasting impression thing is better. Obviously, they're not trying to lose
But they're
money.
Not, like, saying... I mean, they're kind when you walk through, but it's not like they have a rehearsed thing that they're saying. Like, why do they check your receipt if they're not checking for your stuff? Could it just be things that are forgotten in the bottom of a grocery cart? Because I do know... that in grocery stores, one of the biggest like loss of items is just people put things underneath their cart and they just forget.
Yeah, maybe it's just to make sure you have everything. It's for like, hey, we just want to make sure everything matches up and you didn't leave something at the register.
Read the question one more time.
If you've ever bought something at Costco before, then you already know, before you can walk out the exit, an employee is standing there ready to look through your entire cart and double check their receipt. But why did they do that? Well, a Costco representative recently shared the real reason they check receipts at the exit, and it's not to prevent shoplifting. What is it?
Maybe it's so you actually bring your receipt home with you in case you need a return. Do you know what I mean? Like, instead of throwing it away at the cash register, like a lot of people do, I always have my Costco receipt because of it.
And they know everyone has one. That's
and you can return anything at Costco.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. Returns? Okay, I'm going to say it's so that people remember to bring home their receipts.
Before you leave any Costco, an employee always checks your cart and receipt at the door before you can walk out. And the reason they do that is not to stop shoplifters. A company representative recently said they look at every receipt because sometimes checkers will accidentally double scan an item and the customer won't realize it. So management wants to make sure you aren't getting overcharged for anything in your cart before you leave.
That's funny because most people complain about it all the time. Like, what, do they think I'm a thief or something like that? I'm an upstanding citizen when they're actually trying to do you a favor.
That's right.
Isn't that weird though that they have that much of a problem with their checkers double checking and every other store
that's
can get through?
We got the question wrong, and somebody wanted to hear Thank You Next by Ariana Grande, so whenever you're ready, you can sing that.
It's the one that sounds like bacon eggs.
I can't remember how it goes. So look what I got you, look what you taught me, and for that I say bacon, eggs, bacon.
All right. Your phone tap's coming up in just a few minutes. It's Brooke and Jewel in the morning.